Mothers stayed with their infants for 9 months until they were weaned, and then other nursing mothers watched over the growing children. As you know from our time in Yard 1, pregnancy for women under sentence was a punishable offence. With the nursery returning to Cascades in 1850, new regulations were put into place. The regulations stated that mothers would attend to the care of their own child for just 3 months. For the next 3 months, she would be required to look after a second child as well as her own, and for the 3 months after that, a third child. Her child would be weaned at 9 months and the mother removed from the nursery. From there, she would be sent elsewhere in the establishment to complete her probation. It was rare for a mother to be permitted to visit her children after they were weaned. There was a high chance children would never be reunited with their mothers. The death rate in the nursery was high. The children who did survive were admitted to the orphan school when they were 3 years old and stayed until their mothers could support them or they were apprenticed out and learned to support themselves. It is gut-wrenching to imagine what the women went through, the real chance that, after 9 months together, they may never see their child again. In 1832, a petition was sent to Lieutenant Governor Arthur, signed by nursery women. In it, they begged the governor to not treat them as objects of guilt, but to pity them. But he did not pity them. He punished them. And this attitude continued throughout every iteration of the convict nursery. It feels like an unnecessarily cruel system which has affected generations to come.